Welcome to Feasting on the Word for March the 2nd, 2022, today being Ash Wednesday. And so our scripture this day will also be one of the scriptures that is included as part of the liturgy for Ash Wednesday, that being the second reading of this day. This discipline of feasting on the word we have now been maintaining as a community of faith for 2 years. We started this as a Lenten discipline just as the pandemic began and have maintained it now as an online discipline, offering all the opportunity to participate as they are moved to do so since that time, carrying it through all seasons, not just as a simple discipline of Lent. Well, what is the discipline of feasting on the word? It's a very simple exercise in which we hear a short passage of scripture interspersed with silence, and that passage is repeated a series of times, in our case 4 times, with a minute of silence following the first, a minute following the second, a longer period of silence of 3 minutes following the third, and concluding with a final reading of the same short passage. In this way, we immerse ourselves in God's word. It is like taking a bite of it and savoring its flavor and incorporating it into our lives. The longer period of silence following the third reading is an intentional opportunity for us to turn to God in prayer with our impressions of this scripture, of the hardships that we feel it brings to us, for perhaps the confusion it causes in our minds, or for the way that we feel it calls us into new life. Whatever those impressions might be, this is an opportunity for us to communicate them to God. I find it helpful to have something to write with and something to write on nearby, so as the scripture is read through those first 3 times, I can write down my impressions so that when that longer period of silence arrives following the third reading, I can use those as a basis for that communication, that conversation with God in prayer. So without further delay, let's get into feasting on the word for this week, for March the 2nd, 2022, our passage coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, beginning with the second half of that verse and concluding with chapter 6, verse 10. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you." See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. Our second reading of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, beginning with the second half of that verse, through chapter 6, verse 10, from the Message. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong, so we could be put right with God. Companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life God has given us. God reminds us, I heard your call in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen, the day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late, throwing a question mark over everything we're doing. Our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our post, alertly, unswervingly, in hard times, tough times, bad times, when we're beaten up, jailed, and mobbed, working hard, working late, working without eating, with pure heart, clear head, steady hand, in gentleness, holiness, and honest love. When we're telling the truth and when God's showing his power, when we're doing our best setting things right, when we're praised and when we're blamed, slandered and honored, true to our word though distrusted, ignored by the world but recognized by God, terrifically alive though rumored to be dead, beaten within an inch of our lives but refusing to die, immersed in tears, yet always filled with deep joy, living on handouts, yet enriching many, having nothing, having it all. Our third reading of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, the second half of that verse, through chapter 6, verse 10. This from the Modern English Version, and remember, a longer period of 3 minutes of silence will follow. We implore you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. As workers together with God, we ask you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have listened to you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Look, now is the accepted time. Look, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything, that our service may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as servants of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, and in hunger, by purity, by knowledge, by patience, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by genuine love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and look, we live, as punished but not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, and as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Our fourth and final reading of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, the second half of that verse, through chapter 6, verse 10, the New International Version. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, in hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.